Blog Talk Radio.
Dance to the DJ Mike Q, brother.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. For those of you who don't know me, just I'll take your tsunami. Compensating from NYC, so you know I'm gonna tilt this beat. So when I call you out, you better get your life so the girls can hit that floor. So swing your man, count, we'll get the dip, so the sizzle can give me a score.
Just give me the beat, cause I'm about to go in. Yes, to say, I'm at it again. The twisted chanter is on the mic. I got you, bitch, so you know you alright. Yes, I represent the new school. Back on up, get up off my truth. What you do to vote, get my shoes. You can't vote, so get a clue.
This is the soft and feminine, this is the soft and con, the con feminine, pussy from the fist, Philly, which is all hot, eating for me NYC, Jersey and DC, welcome, are you ready, bitch? Let's serve, soft is the best, but soft and con, give it to me and pass the block.
I got trusted, backed up my back, all ball I heard was in wrong, so I got to the ball, I told all the girls, but I couldn't find my way home, so I called for my girlfriend and back in the city, and I thought I had to make my change. When I plan different, I need you to do me a favor, bitch, I need you to send me a brain. Roar, bitch, call me a cab. Roar, bitch, call me a train. Roar, bitch, call me a cab, cause I'm going insane in my brain.
I got every remedy done. This shit's so rough for me. I'm damn bitch, so damn bitch. How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app? How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app?
I-O, this is okay. Two pops, a lot of channels whenever you're able. AC is free. Wait, you wanna call for $25.95, you get on the same. 877-393-4444.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Bitch, when's your birthday? Never gonna glory in Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, girl, what's your zodiac sign?
And have some fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a vow on my disco stick. Don't think too much, this bus that click. Wanna take a vow on my disco stick. I never had nobody show me all the things. You show me in the switcher with a film, nigga. We will always be together, baby, that's what you told me. I believe you, I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you, like you, like you. Yeah, bling, bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, you know I come, come. Bling bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, cause you know I cop cop out, cop 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 cop
cop cop cop.
Feels like I'm going in circles, you're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go, should I go, should I go left? Should I go, should I go, should I go right? Feels like I'm going in circles, you're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go, should I go, should I go left? Should I go, should I go, should I go right? Always in my face, trying to start a fight. Always in my face, trying to walk a fight. Always in my face, always in my face. Always in my face, face, face. What? Always in my face, trying to start a fight. Always at the bar, trying to start a fight. Always in my face, always in my face. Always in my, always in my face. What? 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 What you wanna do? What you trying to do, bitch? What? 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 What you wanna do? What you trying to do, bitch?
Ooh yay, at a Bay Earthquake. All day, I trade me may. My name ain't day to the on-state. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh yay, at a Bay Earthquake. All day, I trade me may. My name ain't day to the on-state. Don't try to figure it out. Ow, don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh yay, all day, I trade Igabay. Don't try to figure it out. Ow, ooh yay, I trade all day Igabay. Don't try to figure it out. Ow, don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh, don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh.
That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. Juicy, I'm juicy, give me what I want. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. That's why you don't have that juice. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy.
Everybody. you follow me? Send me a little bit of controversy. Can you listen to it and put it me? Cause I feel so empty without me. 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 Cause I feel so empty without me.
What are you gagging for? It's just Kelly.
Okay. I've been talking all of this time on the... Oh, thank you, Jason. I've been talking all of this time on the radio and forgot that the radio was muted, honey. Oh, I am so sorry. Shout out to everybody that's on the radio. Okay, I'm here. I've been here. But I stopped the music and I forgot to unmute myself. Off of the thing. Ari, I'm not fucking with you, bitch. Ari, I motherfucking FaceTimed you, Ari, and you did not motherfucking call me back. And I know you see my fucking missed call, Ari. So I'm not here for your shit, Ari. But I'm waiting for Jason and Marcus and Amaya to get on the line. And we're definitely going to recap everything that has happened. I am extremely, like, yo, I changed my number. Oh, really? You changed, and I ain't get your new number? You see how you do me? You see how you do me? Hey, Cat Eyes, what's going on? And I ain't get the new number. So, listen, I know it is so much that, oh, wait, here goes Jason. Hey, Jason!
Hello, girl.
What's going on?
I'm here.
You're here?
And I got questions.
What questions you have?
We'll get to those, but carry on. Continue telling us about
Where's Amaya? Where's Marcus, honey, okay? Baby, because Jason is already here for the motherfucking shit I can see. You are started early, Addy, okay? The girls have started early. What's going on Facebook? What's going on YouTube? We here, we're on the air and stuff. Jason, did you happen to go to the ball in Baltimore?
Unfortunately, because it was not promoted and I did not find out about it until the very end, and it fell on the same day as my job's Christmas party, I did not go.
Okay. But did you hear anything about the ball of Baltimore?
Not really. I guess those that went had a good time. Jack was there.
I know Jack was there.
I guess it was just the local.
Y'all know Jason. Y'all know Jason got Metro PCS, so y'all know y'all can't really hear him like that with his Metro.
I'm on my speakerphone. That's why they can't hear me. I'm not holding this phone to my ear. I'm trying to watch you live.
Well, baby, they said they can't hear you. They said they can barely hear you.
Well, let me put my... And first of all, I have T-Mobile. I don't have Metro PCS. That's that other man with Metro PCS. Don't do me.
Okay, they say they can't hear you, boo.
Can you hear me now?
Can y'all hear him now? Hello? Can y'all hear him now?
Hello?
Okay. Can y'all hear him now? Yes, they said yes. Yes, they can hear you, yes.
Okay,
yes.
The girls
oh, yeah, I am definitely listening. What's up? I work it. I'm definitely back from London. I came back from London yesterday. I was actually supposed to get back from London in like another hour and a half. I was supposed to be flying in from London, but I changed my ticket to come home early because I just didn't want to rush, you know, coming home and trying to just jump right on the show and to jump into everything like I did last week when I was coming from Paris. It was just overwhelming going through customs and then trying to get home and do the show and not being able to relax or take a shower or anything after an 8.5 hour flight. So, you know, I decided, you know, to come home early, and I changed my ticket, and I came back, honey. So, and I see people are asking, like, putting up questions and all types of things about stuff. So, you know, while we wait for Marcus, let me see. Hold on. Let me see. I got a text with everybody. Let me see. Where's that text at? I had a group text. Oh, it ain't come
Everybody?
Up on my computer. It ain't come up on my computer. No, it didn't come up on my computer. It's only in my phone because Jason doesn't have iPhone. Because I was going to text from my computer. Because I don't know why my Google Chrome is not letting me go live from my computer. So I'm live on my phone right now. Through it was House of Solo. I don't know what y'all talking about these houses and things. I don't know what y'all talking about. I don't know what y'all talking about. Well, I don't know what happened at the ball in Chicago. I don't know what happened. Amaya was at the ball in Chicago. I thought we was going to have her on the phone. I don't know what happened at the ball in Philly. I don't know what happened at the ball in Baltimore. I can only talk about the ball in London, because I was at the ball in London. Marcus, get to get your ass up on the show. Yeah, we need to get Marcus. So when you going to create your house, Kelly? What are y'all talking about? When am I going to create my house? I don't know what y'all talking about. Jason, do you know what are they talking about?
Girl, you know exactly what they talking about.
I don't know what they're talking about. Can you elaborate on what they're talking about? Explain to me. I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, you know that there was rumors that, well, there aren't rumors. Someone made a video, and you know who he is, and said that you were a 007 and Melvin and Marlon was a 007 and Trent was a 007 and you all were starting your own house. And then there are rumors that was all a publicity stunt because the Mizrahis are coming out with their own reality TV show. So do you want to elaborate on any of those things for us? I mean, we all saw the live, and I mean, I thought my mouth was vicious, but then you are an older girl, so you are older than me, so your mouth is a little more fierce than mine. You've made quite a few videos while you were away, so what's the tea?
Well, I don't remember what videos I made.
So that wasn't you. That was your alter ego over in London.
You know when I get intoxicated, When I get intoxicated, baby, I become a whole nother person when I get intoxicated, Chad.
Okay.
You know.
So, okay. So, I need intoxicated. Okay.
You said what?
I need intoxicated Cali.
You know, I've been using, hold on. This fucking shit is so slippery over here. Hold on. Charles, hold on, y'all, because this shit is slippery as hell over here. I need something to hold this thing up, honey. This shit is slippery as hell. Hold on. Give me a second, honey. Listen. I bought this gin from Paris, okay? And
mm-hmm.
I don't know what's in this gin. Do you see this? You see this bottom, Jason?
No, I'm logging on now.
Okay, I don't know what's in this bottle of gin that I bought from Paris, but this motherfucking bottle of gin, bitch, it be making me fucking hallucinate and shit, bitch. It be making me forget the shit that I be saying and stuff. Girl, I don't remember. People was hitting me up and talking about that. I was saying all types of crazy stuff the other day and shit. And I said, damn, bitch, it had to be that gin from Paris. Bitch, I don't know what the fuck. Benny. I don't know what the fuck they put in this motherfucking gin from motherfucking Paris that I bought. But this shit right here, it's for those niggas in the street. This shit right here, I make a bitch want to read a motherfucking bitch. Okay? This gin right here. Baby, that Paris gin? Oh, my God, child. I just took a shot, so we never know. I just took a shot, so we never know where this show may go, because I just took me a shot of this gin, and so you never know, bitch, honey. Give me about 45 minutes, bitch, and you never know, bitch. That gin may open up a whole nother motherfucking door, bitch. That gin may just start some motherfucking shit. But I don't know, honey. That gin, I'm telling y'all. That gin, bitch, it put hair down on your pussy, bitch. It make you start speaking in tongues, bitch. You be forgetting the shit you be saying when you drink that gin. I'm a bring some of this down to Baltimore. And Jason, and me and you going to do a show together when I bring some of this down to Baltimore.
Well, I'll be up.
What?
I'm on vacation.
Come on with me, girl.
Now,
listen. Let me tell y'all something, right? As I stated on my live, and I'm not going to keep reiterating it and things of that nature, it's been a lot of things that has, and in every house, this has happened in every house, other houses, and I'm keeping it real with y'all, other houses is just more classier with their shit and how they do their shit, okay? And it gets to the point where you get tired of someone keep embarrassing, you know, themselves along with people that's in their house and things of that nature, continuing to do stupid things and, you know, and making the house look stupid by coming outside of the house group and making videos and making posts and all types of things of that nature. And then there has been a lot of stuff that has been boiling over and boiling over for months, and it just got to the boiling point, and, you know, and other houses have it. Every house has it going on. It's just not done publicly to disrespect the house, to make the house look bad and stuff, but it does happen. You know, tea leaks out and we get the tea, then the house comes up here on the show and they dispute every allegations that we make here on the show and everything. And it just got to the point that, you know, I was tired, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, and I'm going to keep it real with y'all, at the end of the day, my name is The Icon, Kelly Mizrahi. Andre can't put me out of anything, bitch. I'm not going a motherfucking place, bitch. I'm like motherfucking Tina Turner, bitch. You can have every motherfucking thing, bitch. But what you're not going to take It's my motherfucking name, bitch, okay? So Andre has his group with the House of Mizrahi. I have my group with the House of Mizrahi. And we're just in the groups. And it is what it is. I came out Saturday in London as a Mizrahi. I took a picture with my Paris chapter of Mizrahi. I will be in Atlanta hosting the red carpet in Atlanta as a Mizrahi. And I ain't going no place. Because the only thing Andre can do is say she's not a Mizrahi. He can say what he wants to say all he wants. It's, at the end of the day, I'm not going no motherfucking place. And ain't nobody going to make me go no motherfucking place. And who going to motherfucking check me? At the end of the day, the girls are playing checkers, and I'm playing motherfucking chess, bitch. And my next move that I'm going to make is going to be checkmating the motherfucking girls. And so it is what it is. And I'm here, and I'm not going no place until I'm ready to leave. And when I'm ready to leave is when I will leave and do my own thing. And that's what it is. So for right now, everything that y'all seen on the live is true, actual facts. I did not fabricate a story. I did not make up a story. Everything that I said was true. I got receipts to back it up, like I said on my live. I showed my receipts in the House of Mizrahi group so all the kids know what it is and know it's the truth, bitch. And that's what it is. I'm not going no place, okay? Andre ain't got to like me. I ain't got to like Andre because there's some kids that I don't like that's in the house and I made out fuck with. But I still respect them and they respect me. And it is what it is. So for everybody that's out there, I'm here for the fucking shit. And that's what it is. Oh my God. Oh, I forgot. To everybody, I miss you, baby. Oh, my God. So to everybody on YouTube, YouTube do not know exactly what's going on right now. So everybody's asking what happened. So YouTube, after this live is over, I will download the two lives that I made on Facebook, and I will upload them to YouTube so y'all can know everything that has happened last week Thursday and this past Saturday. I will upload everything for y'all to be caught up on what happened. I forgot to do it when I came home last night because I just came home and I just wanted to relax and just chill and just have a good time. So, but I don't know where my other girls is at. So what me and Jason is going to do, we're going to talk about London, and hopefully if Amaya comes on with some tea about Chicago, we'll talk about Chicago. And Marcus come on and he has some tea, we'll talk about it. But we're going to talk about London because that's where I was at this weekend. Excuse me. So this past Saturday, I was booked and busy in motherfucking London, honey, okay? I was over there with the Queen, okay? Shout out to Cartel, Garcon, and the House of Garcon, honey, okay? So I told Cartel I was going to wait until I got out of the fucking country before I said something, bitch, because I was still over there in the country, and I ain't want them to motherfucking get me while I was in the motherfucking country. Okay? Motherfucking London, bitch. Fuck Miss Motherfucking London, bitch. Not the scene or the girls in London, bitch. But fuck London, bitch, okay? Because London made me feel like, bitch, I was back out on the motherfucking streets, bitch. Crafting, okay? Queen is fucking horrible, and her rules and the people that she have over there, bitch, is fucking horrible, okay? Let me tell you something, bitch. I felt like I was a criminal at the motherfucking TSA passport place, okay? Let me tell you what they did to me, Jason. So I'm on the plane, and you got to fill out this immigration card to get into the country. So I filled out the card the way I thought it's supposed to be, but everything it's supposed to be, not on top, but it's supposed to be under. So I get to the window, And the man, I don't got no piece of paper, so I get to the window, and the motherfucking man says, this should be half, 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 and your signature down here. Now go fix it. I had to clutch my motherfucking purse, bitch. Because you know a bitch don't talk to me like that, bitch. Okay? Cartel already had told me that two girls previously before me, they ain't let them in the country. So I had to clutch my pearls real quick. So now I go over to the side and I get another card, child. And I'm pulling out the card, honey, and I'm looking at where he done made the corrections at, and I gotta go here, and I gotta go here, and I gotta go here, and I gotta go here. So I'm filling it out, and I'm holding my phone in my hand, and I'm calling Cartel as I'm filling it out, because I'm waiting for him to answer this phone, like, bitch, I'm about to go back to motherfucking America, bitch. I'm about to get up out of this motherfucker, bitch, okay? Because I don't like the way they motherfucking treated me, bitch, okay? Bitch, I'm the queen, bitch! But they gave me no bitch. You're not the queen over here, bitch. Queen Elizabeth is the queen over here. So now that I get ready to go back, the man closes the window because now he's off. So now I got to go to somebody else.
Oh,
so I go to the other guy, bitch, and I'm standing in line with the other guy. So now they tell me I need my flight information. I need my address. And I need a phone number and all of these things, bitch, you know. I done been to Paris a couple of times, bitch. You come in, bam, bam, and they let you in the country. So then he wants to know, have you ever been to England before? As you can see on my passport, because you don't look through it, because you know I hate a bitch that asks me a question that they already know the motherfucking answers to, bitch, because you don't scam through my passport, bitch. As you don't look through my passport, bitch, you see I only been to motherfucking Paris, bitch. I ain't never been here. So why you asking me a stupid motherfucking question? No, I ain't never been here before. So what are you here for in our country? And how long are you going to be here in our country for? Well, I'm here for 4 days, and I'm here to see my friend. It's his birthday party, because you can't tell them that you come in, you know, you for a booking or working. They don't let you do that in the country. They won't let you in. I'm coming to see my friend for his birthday. Well, have you never been to London before? How did you meet your friend? Well, my friend comes to the States all the time. Well, where does your friend live at? Okay, where's your ticket information? So I give him the ticket information. I give him the Airbnb information. Well, where's your return flight? Oh, I have to, let me call my friend so I can get it. Oh, now you have to call your friend so you can get it. So why did your friend buy your ticket? Why did your friend, oh, did your friend pay for the Airbnb? I'm like, bitch, I'm on the motherfucking phone with Cartel, like, bitch, girl, I am motherfucking mad up in this motherfucking place. Cartel finally calls me back. Bitch, I'm mad up in this motherfucking place. Bitch, I'm boiling, bitch. I'm about to go back to the motherfucking States, bitch. They asked me too much motherfucking information, bitch. I feel like I'm being interrogated, bitch. They asked me for my return information. They asked me for this. Girl, if you don't get this shit together. He said, hold on, Kelly, I got it. Calm down, calm down, calm down. I got it. A bitch is in here, mad bitch, and I am boiling, bitch, okay? After being on this motherfucking flight, bitch, okay? Bitch, for 8 hours, bitch, I am mad, bitch. I just want to get in the country, bitch, and I just want to fucking relax. So Cartel finally sends me the information. He sends me the information. Now when he sends me the information, I goes back up there. Now there's three of them up there. Oh, so now you know, bitch. Now you know a bitch is straight. Oh, you know a bitch straight hood, straight jail, bitch. Oh, now, bitch, you know when the second and the third one come, bitch, and you in the States, bitch, you already know you going to jail, bitch. When the first officer come, you good. The second and the third one come, you know you going to jail. Oh, bitch, they about to lock me up. They're going to take my ass in this foreign country. Now they passing my motherfucking passport back to each other, and they talking and shit and whispering. And I'm looking like, oh, my fucking God, bitch. Like, what the fuck is going on? So now they want to know how much money you got. Why the fuck you need to know what's in my motherfucking purse? Why do I need to know what I got in my purse? How much money you coming to our country with? Excuse me? Ma'am, we need to know how much money you have in your purse. Well, I ain't got no money in my purse. I ain't got all of my credit card, bitch, okay? I'm not changing shit over. So then he finally gets to the point, bitch, and he put the stamp on the shit and he signed the thing and everything and said, enjoy yourself in London. Bitch, I get through that motherfucking thing, bitch. I'm sweating bricks, bitch. You'd have thought that I wrote motherfucking 9 motherfucking checks at motherfucking customs, bitch, and they was coming to motherfucking get me, bitch. Okay? I finally get through, bitch. I don't know what it is about these foreign countries and y'all motherfucking airports. Bitch, you come here, bitch. You come through TSA. You walk through baggage claim. You go outside, and you're on the motherfucking street. You get to these foreign motherfucking countries, bitch. The airport seems like it's under motherfucking ground, bitch. You gotta go up 5 motherfucking escalators, Miss Thing. Take an elevator, Miss Thing, bitch. And then after the elevator, you gotta take the tram, Miss Thing, bitch, to walk through this whole long motherfucking merry-go-round, Miss Thing. Bitch, I thought I was in the motherfucking gym, bitch, and I had a year motherfucking membership, bitch, and I lost 20 pounds walking out the motherfucking airport, bitch, to get to the front, bitch, to meet up with motherfucking Vaughn, bitch, okay? I thought I applied for Heathrow motherfucking International Gym membership, bitch. Okay? They had a bitch motherfucking sweating, bitch. A bitch had to take her coat off and every motherfucking thing. Trying to get the fuck up out the airport after they motherfucking sexually harassed me, Miss Day, at motherfucking customs. Bitch was gas. But I finally made it through customs, bitch. And I got in the motherfucking cab with Vaughn, bitch. And we proceeded to go to the motherfucking Airbnb. Bitch, I'm like, oh, this cab is fab, Miss Thing. You know, they drive on the right side. The cab is big, bitch. Like, it's big girl friendly. Like, you are tall, so you can stand up in the cab.
Oh, wow.
Cartel was like telling us to get on the train, but Vaughn didn't want to get on the train. Cartel, like, the train is a half an hour, and it'll get y'all right here. Vaughn, like, I'm not getting in the motherfucking train. We get in the cab. Heathrow International Airport is like driving from New York to Philadelphia. It's an hour and a half motherfucking ride in the cab, bitch, okay?
Mm.
Bitch, by the time we're back to the motherfucking Airbnb from driving from that motherfucking airport, bitch. Girl, I ain't want to do nothing but smoke a cigarette, bitch, and get in the motherfucking bed and lay the fuck down, bitch, okay? I left from New York to go to Philadelphia to go to a motherfucking ball, bitch. I ain't want to do nothing else, bitch, but get inside and motherfucking lay down and take a motherfucking nap, bitch, okay? I slept all day Friday, bitch, okay? They harassed me, bitch. I was tortured in the cab for an hour and a half, bitch. All I could do on Friday, bitch, was sleep and relax and eat some food, okay? Cartel took us around the corner to the fish and chips place, bitch, and I got my fish and chips with the assorted vinegar on it, bitch, okay? And I ate that, bitch, and I laid down like a fat bitch loved motherfucking cake, bitch, and I slept, bitch, okay? I slept. Y'all would have thought, bitch, that I was from there, bitch, and I was just, bitch, I slept all day Friday night. I ain't wake up until Saturday afternoon, bitch, okay? I was motherfucking tired. I was wore out from the motherfucking airport. So I wake up on Saturday. I start preparing myself to get myself together to go to the ball. I need the cartel. I see you on the live. I need to find out who has my LSS because I need to see my LSS and things from London. So I get dressed, Cartel calls us and tells us we need to be ready by 7, that the car's going to be downstairs at 7 o'clock for us. So me and Vaughn is downstairs like 6:50, and I went outside, I smoked a cigarette, we waited, and so it's like 7:15, and now Cartel's calling, and he's yelling and screaming, like, why y'all not in the car? Well, we've been out here for the last 20 minutes. Well, the car is outside waiting for y'all. Well, bitch, we from America, bitch. When a car's outside, hey, JD, when a car's outside waiting for us, bitch, okay? They usually have our name on the shit, bitch, when they outside waiting, bitch. The man's outside in a motherfucking fancy ass motherfucking Mercedes, bitch, just sitting on the corner in the motherfucking car. And I'm smoking my cigarette standing there, bitch. How the fuck did I know, how we know that he was for us? Bitch, I just walking up to the motherfucking car in London, bitch, honey, and they do a take-in on me, bitch. Did y'all girls be looking for me? They all took me, bitch, and got me on a boat, sex trafficking me and all types of shit. Who is it? So Vaughn goes, and he tips over to the car, and Vaughn says, who are you here for, bitch? And now I'm back by the building. Because, bitch, if they snatch Vaughn ass, bitch, I'm running back in the motherfucking building, bitch. Heels on and everything, bitch, I'm running back in the building. Vaughn says, are y'all here? So at the same time as Vaughn saying that, Cartel's on the phone, on speakerphone, so I hear him. So Vaughn turns around and says, Kelly, this is for us. So I come out the building, bitch. I wasn't coming out that building, bitch, until I knew that was for us, bitch, okay? Because I see how they snatch bitches up over there, bitch. They ain't gonna snatch my big ass up, bitch, have me on the boat, and have them try to do all types of nasty, freaky things to me. So then I tips it all outside, bitch, and I come and I get to the car. Ooh, the fabulous Mercedes, girl. Ooh, I felt like the queen, this thing, girl, honey. Black windows tinted out, this thing. It was everything, honey. We get to the ball, we sit around, we wait for the ball to start and everything. The ball starts, Cartel does LSS, the ball is packed, the ball is like really packed, the kids are there, the house parents out there, their real mothers and things come with them to the balls and everything, and Cartel gave them an LSS, the kids came out for LSS, fucked it up, destroyed the building. I had an opportunity to sit and me and Twiggy talk while we was waiting for him to call me out to commentate. But Twiggy the judge, me and Twiggy had a conversation. They called me out for LSS, bitch. I need to see my LSS mistake. Because y'all know I didn't even take no pictures, girl. And I'm telling you, in 3 years of me being home from fucking jail, London was the first place that I had my shoes on all night long, okay? I had my shoes on from 7 o'clock until 2:15 until I sprained my fucking ankle coming down the motherfucking steps. I had my heels on all night long in London. I don't know what it is about London, honey, and the Brits, honey. They made me feel like Contisha, Miss That Girl. Y'all know I was pumping around in my boots all night long, up and down, up and down, up and down. The categories was, oh my God, the categories was amazing. And like I told Cartel at the end of the poll, and I made an announcement on the live, what is about the scene overseas that I love is, and I ask everybody that's watching this live from whether it's Paris, whether it's London, whether it's Amsterdam, Holland, Sweden, Russia, wherever you may be, what I like about y'all scene, like I said at the ball, was that y'all do not saturate y'all categories with cash, okay? Hey, Gillette, the kids come out and have a great time just for a trophy and an experience. And that's how our scene was back in the day. The kids came out and had a great time for a little bit of cash and the experience. Please do not oversaturate your scene by giving out grand prize money and all types of things like that. Because to go to a ball and to know that you have 7 and 8 people coming to walk a category just for a trophy and to have a good time in the experience was phenomenal to me. Okay? Because it was like, bitch, it got to the point, bitch, y'all already know, bitch, I'm a fat bitch. It got to the point where, you know, you was letting the bitches come out, Miss Thing, and you was letting the bitches feel like legends and icons and stuff, Miss Thing, bitch. It was getting to the point, oh, okay, bitch, now 9 girls came out for this category, Miss Thing. and I know what the category is calling for, bitch. And I see other bitches in the back, and now they sitting here and they waiting in the back. No, bitch, y'all not gonna be waiting in the motherfucking back, mistake, bitch, okay? Girl, okay? Bring y'all asses up here, bitch, because now y'all got this fat bitch with this motherfucking tight black jeans on, black boots, motherfucking sweater on, all of this here and shit, walking up and down this runway. No.
I thought you were hanging up.
No. Bring your asses out here.
No, I didn't do anything.
Okay? Bitch, no. But I had a wonderful time just being there and experiencing all the kids out there in London and then having a chance to talk with them afterwards and everything and talk to them and, you know, and some of the things that I brung as a commentator that I do when I used to commentate, I brung it to the ball for them, you know, for people to make moments and things like that. You know, when you have a moment, when, like in back in the day, when they get the ready, oh, you're going to have a moment. It's process of elimination. And you sit there and you process a whole line of 10 people. You know, I brung that to London this weekend, okay? The schoolboys from the House of Ebony made a moment this Saturday in London. They processed the whole motherfucking line of motherfucking people. Shout out to the Ebonies. Shout out to the ninjas out there. I love the ninjas out there. Shout out to the Garcons. Decreed the ball in all the categories and all the categories out there. Shout out to them. To the woman from the House of Garcon that won Runaway. She won, I think she also won the Designer's Delight. Shout out to my son that won Sock Siren. Shout out to all Americans. Like the different experience and to see the different kids and stuff out there. I actually had a wonderful time with the kids out there in London, you know. And I wish I could have made it to the club because I was supposed to go to the club. But, bitch, coming down those motherfucking steps, bitch, I fucked up my ankle coming down those steps. And I couldn't make it to the club, bitch, honey, okay. A bitch was trying to be cute, bitch. 8 hours, I wasn't, well, seven. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. Yeah, 8 hours in my boots. A bitch was trying to be cute 8 hours in her boots. I should have took those bitches off, bitch, and walked down the steps regular, and I probably would have made it to the club. But I sprained my ankle coming down. And I don't know his name, and somebody got to find his name for me on Facebook and inbox it to me. The Sex Siren, Cartel can find it for me. The Sex Siren from the House of, Garcon, please find his name for me, honey. You know, he's, I forget what it was. He's a type of masseuse or technician, something like that. And he told me, you know, he said you got to elevate it. And he said if you need anything, he would have helped me and all types of things with my leg and everything. And, you know, I had to rub all over his body and things when he was walking sex siren and things like that. Ooh, he was just so sexy and just so sensual and everything. And, you know, he was trying to make sure mother leg was all right, honey. So, you know, shout out to him. You know, so that made my night, honey. You know, he was making sure my leg was all right and shit. But another thing I don't like about motherfucking London, okay? I'm going to tell y'all one thing that I don't like about London, okay? How a bitch supposed to curl her hair in motherfucking London, okay? How's a bitch supposed to curl her hair, okay? They got the mirror in the motherfucking bathroom, bitch. And they ain't got no motherfucking outlet in the bathroom at all. And then one of my kids that's from over there told me that it's a health hazard to have an outlet in the bathroom. Because somebody can get electrocuted or something, so that's why they don't have outlets in the bathroom. Well, bitch, I have no mirror in my bedroom in my Airbnb, and it was no mirror in the living room, bitch. So I couldn't long curl my motherfucking hair, bitch. I wanted to have long curl and to be sitting and shit, bitch, okay? So I just snatched my shit back in a ponytail, bitch, okay? Because they ain't have no motherfucking outlet in the motherfucking bathroom, bitch. And I was trying, but, you know, I ain't had no extension cord, and you know the plugs for our cord don't come that long. I was trying like this in the mirror in the bedroom to the bathroom to try to... It wasn't working, bitch. I had to snatch this bitch back in a ponytail. But London, I need a plug in the bathroom the next time I come, London, okay? I need a plug in the bathroom so a bitch can be able to curl her hair, bitch. I wanted to curl my hair and give them, you know, sex killing, honey, bitch, but I couldn't get that. But I enjoyed London to the fullest, and the kids out there, and just that scene in general. I enjoy London. I enjoy Paris. You know, I'm definitely going to be experiencing some more countries in the next coming year and things of that nature. But just, you know, just to experience the kids coming out to have a great time and for free, it's a wonderful thing. It takes me back to my era of ballroom. It was wonderful. You know, I don't remember everybody that won, the categories that they won. Shout out to Baby Will, Miss Rahi, for winning Realness with a Twist. Shout out to Keona Revlon for winning Female Figure Performance. Keona! That pussy's on my face! Keona! That pussy's on my face! Yes, bitch, honey. I love that chant. But shout out to Keona. I see Marcus just joined us on live. He just joined us on live, but not on the phone. Shout out to her. Shout out to all the different judges that was on the judges panel that did a phenomenal job in judging and being fair with the kids. I don't know who won Butch Queen Vogue Femme, but I know that he won. I know that he won 100 pounds. Keona won 100 pounds. That was the only cash that was given out for the night, and that wasn't even on the flyer. Cartel just decided to do that at the ball, was to give them 100 pounds for Female Figure Performance and for Butch Queen Vogue Femme. So shout out to Cartel for doing that, because that wasn't on the category. And congratulations to y'all that definitely did, you know, come out and win y'all category and win y'all money and have a great time, honey, okay? Like, let me tell you something. And I didn't get a chance to say this last week on the motherfucking show. I didn't get a chance to say this last week on the show. But let me tell you something. Keona, Giselle, I don't know the other two girls' names. I know one is a Balenciaga, and I think one is a Mugler or whatever for the performance category. Last Sunday at the Aftermath and motherfucking the drags team in Paris. Let me tell you something. I didn't say this last week. You motherfucking bitches, y'all fuck that shit the fuck up, bitch. And I didn't get a chance to mention it last week because we didn't talk about the Aftermath last week. But that drags performance team, y'all ate that, bitch. Y'all pissed shit it all across the motherfucking land for that motherfucking performance last motherfucking week, bitch. There is no motherfucking shame. That gave me back in the day ballroom that a bitch came out with a nasty motherfucking sickening motherfucking production, and I gave the bitch. I ain't coming out after that, bitch. Girl, because we already know who's going to win, bitch. We don't give a fuck what you do, bitch. You can come out on a helicopter after that, bitch. That was so nasty, bitch. You already know that those bitches is going to win, bitch. I'm not coming out falling behind that. But y'all fucked it up, and I definitely got to give y'all props so everybody can know that y'all got y'all props for the production. Y'all girls need to bring that to the States. It's no shade. Jack needs to have a Rumble Ball Female Figure Performance, and he needs to make a Paris motherfucking team, Miss Thang Bitch, because you bitches need to bring that talent over here to the States to let the girls know that y'all here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. It is no shade. It is no shade, bitch. It's no shade. I'm just saying. So, but overall, I had a good time in London, honey. The kids was trying to get me drunk, bitch, in London, bitch. Y'all know I don't drink, bitch. I only drink my gin when I need to talk shit, bitch. So I ain't want to talk no shit I ain't want to talk no shit in motherfucking in London, so I wasn't drinking. Y'all know when I drank, bitch, I start running my mouth and reading bitches and talking all types of shit, bitch. I wasn't drinking in motherfucking London, bitch. Okay? No. Stop. I don't want no more, baby. They're trying to get me over. They're trying to get me. You see? Look. They're pouring the shot glasses, bitch. Girl, the saliva's about to go crazy, bitch. They're pouring the drinks over here, bitch. I'm about to start reading, bitch. I ain't trying to do that. What?
You
what
had
happened,
enough.
Jay?
You didn't
I
had
enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already had a couple of shots, baby. Let me just get me a cigarette. I don't want no. Oh, yeah, I was not having it. Cartel was trying to get me drunk, bitch. I was not having it, bitch. He had all types. We came in the Airbnb. If y'all see the pic I put in my video, if y'all wait to the end of my video, like 40 minutes into my video, the second video I made on Saturday of me reading, y'all see me showcasing, you know, the Airbnb and everything. He had so much cocktails and fruit and everything to go in the cocktails and food and everything for us. Bitch, honey, listen. A bitch was not trying to get drunk, honey, okay, and be over there in London all flustered and stuff, bitch. I had one cocktail, bitch, and y'all seen I made a live, bitch, child. I can't drink and then get on live, bitch, because then I start talking shit. And then I start saying stuff out my mouth, bitch, that I ain't got no business saying. Do you know how you be like, oh, bitch, did she say that? Oh, yes, she did. Bitch. I be spilling all types of people business and shit, Miss Tanger. I ain't got no business talking about business on live and stuff. And saying the shit I be saying about people on live. Bitch, it ain't right, honey. But shout out to all the girls. Shout out to all the girls that's been hitting me up on Facebook and tagging me in statuses and stuff on Facebook. And to everybody that has been inboxing me on my Kelly Harrison page. Do not think it's shade if I just see your message. I am blocked on Facebook until New Year, okay, on my page.
Well, damn.
So I cannot respond. I cannot respond to your messages. So don't think it's shade if you see me just seeing your messages. I cannot respond to your messages because I'm blocked on Facebook. Facebook has got me again, Miss Day, okay? Facebook got me mistaken. I put up a post mistake, and you know, bitch, I'm trying to help these girls be Contisha. Mistake. I'm trying to help the girls be Contisha, mistake. So I put up a screenshot mistake, you know, with the stuff that you know to make you con. I don't want to say it here on the live, bitch, because I don't want them to block me. But you know, I put up a picture of the German juice. I put up the picture of the German juice, bitch, and they blocked me for putting up the picture of the German juice, trying to help the girls become teacher. Kelly is ex-father. Who ex-father? Who ex-father? I ain't got no ex-father.
No, child. He's trying to say you the ex-father of the House of Mizrahi instead of mother.
Who's the ex-father?
You.
Oh, no, he ain't called me. He ain't called me no father.
Okay.
Yeah, Brad, I'm blocked again. I give them.
Hey, you got a caller.
I give them nothing that wasn't good for them. I don't know what they talking about. They kick Kelly out, Mizrahi, for stealing. Oh, they kicked me out for stealing. Damn. I'd be gagging at the stories that you girls be hearing. I'm not scrolling up to see the comments. I see the comments that they write right now. They kicked me out for stealing, bitch. A bitch can't kick me out. You know, the, and you know, you have these, you know, you have these late dirty girls that come up here on these motherfucking lives, bitch, that really ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to motherfucking throw it out of, and then they want to have motherfucking things to say, bitch, because they feel like they Billy Badass, Miss Thing, bitch, and then they want to come up here under these fake profiles and talk motherfucking shit, bitch. But see, the difference between me and them, bitch, is I don't have to come up underneath no fake profile and read you. Okay? Bitch, I'm going to read you, bitch. To your motherfucking face, bitch. I'm going to read you on motherfucking live, bitch, because ain't nobody going to do nothing to me, bitch. And see, and that's what I keep telling the girls. When I go in on bitches, when I go in and y'all call it reading, but it's not reading, because the truth is never a read, bitch. Everything I say about a bitch is truthful. So the truth ain't a read, bitch. That's what y'all call it. A read, bitch. But I don't read, bitches. I speak the truth. I speak facts. And I always have receipts to back up every motherfucking thing that I say about a motherfucking bitch.
That you do.
Okay? See, that's the problem with you bitches. You bitches sit here and y'all motherfucking go back and forth and argue with bitches on the motherfucking phone and all types of shit. Hey, Shawnee, y'all sit and go back and forth and argue with bitches on the phone and shit, bitch. I'm not sitting here arguing with no bitches on the phone, bitch. I've been telling you bitches for years. When the conversation get too deep and the conversation get too heavy, that's when you pick up the phone and you start talking, bitch. But I don't pick up the phone and start talking, bitch. We're going to continue the motherfucking text, bitch, because when you come for me, bitch, I'm going to have a motherfucking receipt. I'm old, but my pussy is still motherfucking good, bitch. Okay? Know that. Okay? I'm old, but I still got that motherfucking snatch back. Okay? Yeah. Bitch, yeah. Honey, you see? But you see, you know what I'm going to do? Because I'm not even going to sit here and argue with you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to block you. So now you gotta make a new page. Happy holidays to you, Cartel, too, honey, okay? And I talked to Sanaya, and she said she's down, honey, okay, bitch? Yeah, but you're blocked, honey. Bitch, you blocked. You can't make no more comments. I'm not here for this shit, bitch. I ain't got time to be playing with you, bitch. Arguing with you non-motherfucking fat-ass motherfucking bitches. Like, bitch, arguing for what? Because you ugly, your mother ugly, your niece and your nephew's ugly, your grandmother's probably motherfucking dead someplace and she's ugly, Miss Thing, bitch. Your mother was so ugly, bitch, when you came out your mother's motherfucking pussy, bitch, they smacked your mother instead of smacking your ass. I'm just saying. Everybody, please welcome to the show the legendary directing mother herself, Marlon Mizrahi, is live on the airwaves with us.
What's teeth, Jason?
Hey, Marlon, what's teeth?
Hey, Marlon 007.
Respect, Jason.
Marlon Judge, and Marlon Judge the ball this Saturday, Jason, in Chicago, as a Mizrahi.
Okay.
And I commentate the ball this motherfucking Saturday in London as a Mizrahi.
Jason?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to take your statement back, or?
I'm not going to take it back, but I'm just going to say I respect you all, and I respect Andre, so, yeah.
Jason, the only person that can put me out the house of Mizrahi is Isaac himself. Okay,
I already
I blocked him too. He blocked too, baby. I blocked him already. And I already went on Twitter and said, on Twitter, I think I wrote on Twitter, how could you put me out of something that you, I think, what did I write? How could you put me out of something the name don't belong to you? It belongs to at Isaac Mizrahi.
Ooh.
Now, if Isaac sends me, if Isaac replies to my text and tell me, Kelly, you're out of the house of Mizrahi, then I have no other choice but to bow out gracefully and say that I am no longer a Mizrahi. But until that day happens and Isaac retweets me, I am here for the shit.
Oh, right. Well, all right, Marlon Mizrahi.
Oh, I blocked her already. She's blocked too. I blocked Andre already, honey. I blocked Andre Smith, honey. So, yes, we're here, and we ain't going no motherfucking where, bitch. Okay? I'll be in Atlanta, MLK weekend, on the red carpet, as him is Ryan.
Oh, I think I might have to go to Atlanta, MLK weekend. Because I heard you were supposed to be making some girls out of pretzels.
Well, you know, if bitches keep coming, honey, get off my page to my son. Okay? To my son. Stop trying me. Okay? Well, I'm here. Listen, let me tell you something. This ain't the first time. And it won't be the last. Okay. Bitch, y'all already know. Okay, see, now the private callers done got off the live, and now they're calling in. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Well, first, that wasn't me in the live bothering you. That's some other people. But I do got
what's
a couple
going on?
Questions. I got a couple questions, Kelly. And then go back a little ways. So, when a month back, I want to say that was like October when you and Ira had y'all followed out, and it came out that like, okay, well, y'all won the $5,000, and some money was sent to Andre, the $500 for the chapter dues, and the house, the leaders decided to give Andre $25 a piece, decided that everybody was going to give Andre $25 for his birthday. So, what happened with the $500 that went towards Mizrahi weekend, and did everybody give $25 to him for his birthday? That's the first question.
So the first question is, what happened to the $500 for the chapter dues that we had to pay for Mizrahi weekend?
Did y'all have a Mizrahi weekend?
No, we did not. So instead of the kids in New York sending Andre the $25, we just converted that $500 over to Andre for his birthday.
Okay. And so my next question is, when he took everybody positions after his birthday, was that because nobody came to his ball, even though y'all sent him money?
Yes.
Okay. So regardless of the fact that y'all sent him money, y'all presence wasn't there, so everybody's titles were taken away. Then he gave them back. Okay, so what about this weekend? You know, y'all got new parents. Y'all got new parents this weekend. Is that something else to kind of, you know, fix the problem? Because I know you had made a comment that he talked about one of the girls and said they'd never be this, but now they got a title now. So is that like kind of buying them so they won't go with you, or, you know?
I have to take my Fifth Amendment right on that question.
Okay, that's cool. That's good. Okay, I can live with that. The other day you had 360 people in the group. How many are in there now?
Let me go Hold on. Let me
like 3 it's like 3:30 or 3:20.
Let me log on. So as of this shit is always cutting up over here. Yeah, I'm waiting. Hold on, I'm logging on. Y'all see how bright my computer got, so y'all know. Y'all see how bright my face gap is, so y'all know I don't change from, you know, blog talk to the thing. It's 320 members in here now.
Okay. All right. I don't think I have any more questions. I'll just say this. You know, I know when you were saying certain things you were saying in your group, I mean, on your live about how you was just fed up with certain things that was going on, and I guess your reason for doing this is, like, for the kids and just, you know, for the betterment of the house. I would say just try to keep that as the motive and don't make it too personal or try and, like, as a way of trying to win a war between you and Andre. Because when it you know, it kind of loses its purpose when it becomes about you and him instead of the greater good of the house.
Well, I will never be at war. I would never be at war with Andre, okay? I hate the fact, okay, and I'm being honest, I hate the fact that I had to publicly go and, you know, put my house business out here to the public, okay? And
yeah.
As I stated when I woke up on Thursday and I got the screenshot that Andre was going live, it was in the new Mizrahi group that they had, and Andre was going live. Previously on Wednesday night, Andre went live in the new Mizrahi group, and I went live in the old Mizrahi group. And it was something that was in the groups. You know, he said what he said, I said what I said. I showed my screenshots. Thursday I woke up, it was in the new Mizrahi group that Andre was going to go live at 3 o'clock. And then it was screenshotted to me that Andre had posted it on his public page that he was going to go live. I then hit up Susan, and I asked Susan to tell Andre, if we're going to do this, we can keep it in group to group. Please do not go public with this, because if he goes public with this, my exact words are, and I have the text messages right here in my phone, and I can show y'all the text messages, because y'all know I'm a bitch about receipts. I told Susan, if Andre goes live outside of that Mizrahi group, that I was going to end Andre if he goes live outside of that Mizrahi group. I waited until 3:30. Andre did not go live by 3:30. I left here to get on the train to go to Brooklyn to go to my grandson's house before I went to the airport. Two stops into me being on the train, my phone is being blown up that Andre is on live. I never watched Andre live. I turned Andre live on and started giving broadcast interruption. I turned it off. I immediately got in my cab and went to my grandson's house, and then I went live. I didn't want this to be public. I did not want this to happen. But Andre brought it public because Andre feels that when he does things public that he's going to get some type of sympathy from people and all types of things. And then the same people that Andre is sitting here and Andre's talking to and texting back and forth with is the same girls that's sitting up here laughing in Andre's face and reading Andre and talking shit behind Andre's back. And Andre feels that no one's on his side, and it's Jack's side and Kelly's side and Andre's side. I don't have no sides to any. I don't have no sides with anybody. Everybody is my kids. If I have any sides, and you would think that I have sides to anybody, you would say that Kelly has sides to her trans boys or to her cisgender woman that's in the house. That would be my side of the house, if we want to talk about sides. But I don't have sides. I fuck with everybody. And so it is what it is. And, you know, it's sad. It's sad that it had to come to this point, and things of that nature. But, you know, at the end of the day, family have fights, family have arguments, and they talk shit about each other, read each other, don't talk for years or whatever. And then, you know, eventually, at the end of the day, if you are actually family and you're binded by family, these are the things that y'all go through that makes y'all ups and y'all downs and things stronger and things of that nature. So hopefully, you know, it'll be fixed or whatever. But if it's not, then it is what it is at the end of the day.
Well, okay, that's all I got. You put me back on hold. I'll press one.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're back. Well, you know, hopefully we will. Hopefully we will. Okay, and I'm gonna keep it real with y'all, right? What I want is what's best for the house, okay, and what's best for the kids. Like, it doesn't make no sense that we have to keep going through these ups and going through these downs, but that is a part of life. You have ups and you have downs and you go through things. But at what point in your life you're going to say that it's time for me to stand to the side and let me see what these people can do, okay? I'm going to be honest with y'all, right? When I first became New York City mother of the House of Mizrahi, Jack did not come to house meetings or anything for a whole year and a half, okay? Jack stepped to the side when they made me mother and said, Kelly, I'm giving this to you. You do what you do. I'm going to see what you do and if you succeed or if you fail. That's the opportunity that Jack granted to me as being mother. Okay? And I took that and I made the best out of every opportunity that was handed to me. At some point in your life, when you're running a company, you have to step to the side and say, okay, let me see what someone else can do, okay? I'm going to keep 51% of my company, but I'm going to put 49% out here for people to buy 49% shares into my company to see exactly what they can do better than what I can do. And you give them a time, you give them a timeline where you have this timeline to this timeline to see what you can do that is going to reshape, reform, and rebrand this organization. And if you does not meet that quota by that time, then I'm going to step back in and I'm going to do what I have to do. Andre ain't at that point in his life. Okay? I love Andre with all my fucking heart, okay? I've been around Andre for over 15 years, okay? I done ran in stores with Andre back in the days. I done ran in stores for motherfucking Andre, okay? I have done things with Andre that I haven't done with anybody else, not sexually. Gotta put that out there for y'all bitches, not sexually. Woo. Yeah, I gotta clear that up. I got to clear that up, because I know all the queens, when they used to come out back in the days, had a thing for the blonde-headed queen, bitch. I was not one of them, not sexually. So, and as you know, it's just like, it's a war. I want the same amount of respect that I receive. I want the same amount of respect that they give me when they talk about me to everybody else. I want that same respect when it comes to internally in the house. I get that respect when it's talked about things on the internet or we're out at a function. It's Jack, Andre, and Kelly. But internally, I do not get that same respect internally. Okay? And that's it. Okay. I'm just saying. Okay, and now on to something, and you know, because I don't want to sit here and I don't want to make this live seem like it's about that. Make sure y'all go to my YouTube channel or go to my page on my Facebook, my fan page, and check out the legendary Mother Asia's Balenciaga performance from last Sunday at the BBB Club in motherfucking Paris. She fucked her performance up, so make sure you go and you check out her performance on my page as well, honey, okay? Yeah. So make sure you go and watch that. Okay, the number for this live, hold on, because we're going to take some callers. If some people going to call in, I'm about to put the number up. If y'all going to call in, we're going to take some callers. And I don't know where the fuck Marcus and Amaya was at. And I seen Marcus got on the live. And he ain't never call in. Oh, wait, hold on. 668-8783. Hold on. I just put the number up. I'm about to pin it. It said it was on his way. You heard me? Yeah, I just picked the number. So if y'all want to call in and stuff, I'm gonna give y'all until 10:30. We're gonna take some callers, and at 10:30, we're gonna get up out of here and we're gonna end this motherfucking shit and stuff, because it's like I don't want to keep talking. I don't want to keep talking about this. The situation is over. Andre is no longer speaking. I knew that I was gonna have to address this tonight here on the show, because I knew people was going to act. But after tonight, as long as Andre is not speaking, I'm not going to speak after tonight. And I'm just going to move forward with the situation. Okay? So, but the number is up. It's 646-68-8783. It's the number for you to definitely call in if you definitely want to call in and you definitely want to say something. So call in, press 1. And we'll bring you on the live. But other than that, it ain't nothing else really to talk about, honey, okay? This is going to be... Go ahead, Marlon.
Did they recap the ball and all of that in Chicago?
Recap the ball in London. We was waiting for Amaya to come to recap the ball in Chicago and things. And congratulations. Let me tell you something. Congratulations to the legendary mother, Courtney Mizrahi, and congratulations to the legendary father, Miracle Mizrahi, that was just acknowledged as mother and father this weekend in Chicago. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
Let me tell you something. I am a champion for anybody that is not a size. I am a champion for anybody that's not a size 0 to a size 4, becoming a house mother, and someone that's actually going to take the time and the energy out to do exactly what a mother does, Miss Thing. And it's just not about being a trophy and just walk in a category. I am all four bitches like that becoming mothers, okay? So congratulations to Courtney. Congratulations to Miracle. Congratulations to anybody that's past a size motherfucking 8 that becomes a house mother, okay? Because it's hard out here when you're dealing with these bitches that are Barbie dolls, and because they can fuck up a motherfucking category on the floor, bitch, they be getting house mother positions and all types of things of that nature, okay? Bitch, so, you know, shout out to all my plus size mothers. Shout out to, Monique, shout out to Deja, shout out to Denise, shout out to Persia, shout out, let me see who else is a plus size
Felicity.
Mother. Shout out to Felicity, shout out to all the plus size mothers out there that is rocking. Dee Dee Mizrahi.
Divine.
Shout out to all the
Divine
is not plus size, bitch. Divine is not plus size. Shout out to my sister Dee Dee from Pittsburgh for being mother. But it's hard out here to make these motherfucking butch queens actually see us and respect us. Toya, oh, my sister Toya. It's hard for us to get these butch queens out here to respect us and give us mother positions, because we're not a trophy motherfucking mother, okay? So shout out to all you big bitches out there, honey, because big bitches are ruling, bitch. Big bitches are the motherfucking truth. Y'all bitches are trying it up here on this live, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? I told y'all the last time, Miss Thing, girl. Okay, stop trying her, Miss Thing. She's thinking all the right places. Shannon is not a big girl. Okay? Y'all are trying, Miss Thing. Talk about Shannon. Oh, yeah, my sister Jamie, yes. Okay? But, yeah, shout out to all the big, the plus-size mothers, honey, that are doing their things, honey, okay? That lady is not motherfucking big. That lady is sick in all the right places, bitch, okay? Stop trying it, Miss Thing. I keep telling y'all, Shannon is not big, bitch, okay? That bitch could wear a motherfucking two-piece bathing suit, bitch. You ain't never gonna see me and Janice and Dee Dee and Toya and Felicity and shit, bitch, in no motherfucking two-piece motherfucking bathing suit, bitch. Y'all bitches are trying it. Okay, bitch, I ain't here for this shit. I see all of these, everybody asking for the phone number. I see all of these new phone numbers jumping up here on the thing, bitch, but ain't nobody pressing one to call any. What y'all wanted me to pin the number for? Why y'all calling in here, honey? But shout out to all you little mothers. I ain't hating on you bitches, Miss Thang, bitch. I ain't hating on you trophy mothers, you little skinny motherfucking, you anorexic motherfucking bitches, Miss Thang. I ain't hating up on you bitches, Miss Thang, girl, honey. I still love y'all, Miss Thang, girl, and shit like that, bitch. So shout out to y'all, Miss Thang, honey. Hold on, we got a caller. 929-500. You're live on the air on another installment of Petty Monday. Are you here for the shit or are you just here? Nine 529-500, you're live on the air. Okay. So, we did talk about Cassandra last week when she first passed away. But this Thursday in Brooklyn, y'all can go and look in the Ballroom Clips and Dips group. And they have the address up. This Thursday is the legendary Cassandra Ebony's viewing is this Thursday evening in Brooklyn. Friday will be her funeral in Brooklyn as well. And then right after her funeral and her burial, they're having a repath at Housing Works. And you can definitely go and look on Uncle Michael's page or any Ebony page or any of the Kiki Ballroom groups and things of that nature or the different ballroom groups and definitely find out the address and the information for you definitely to go out and to pay your respects. I got a shout out to the children in London for paying their respects to Cassandra. Shout out to the children in Russia for paying their respects to Cassandra. Shout out to the girls in D.C., the girls in Texas, everybody. A lot of girls paid their respect and their homage to Cassandra. Cassandra was definitely a groundbreaking, dramatic performance for her era and her time. And she is definitely going to be one that is definitely going to be missed, whether it was on the floor or whether it was on the microphone. Cassandra was definitely in the building, and you know she definitely did do her shit. And she was always here for the motherfucking shit. So shout out to Cassandra. And if you're in the New York area or you want to just come here and pay your respects, it's this Thursday and this Friday in Brooklyn, New York on Utica Avenue. You could definitely pay your respects to Cassandra. Hold on. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes. Who was it that you were going to knock in Atlanta?
You said why?
Who was it that you planned on knocking in Atlanta?
I can't tell you that. You just got to see. You got to see when I knock them.
Okay.
I can't tell you I'm a knock, bitch. You just gotta see when I get to Atlanta. But it's definitely gonna be after the function. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Maybe I don't give out the information. If I'm a knock a bitch, bitch, I'm a knock a bitch. I ain't gonna pre-warn a bitch that I'm gonna knock a miss thing. I'm gonna knock a miss thing, and I'm gonna let them know when I knock them miss thing, bitch. Why I knocked them? It's like, girl, don't run. Keep my motherfucking name out of your dick, suckers. Bitch, you don't know me. Bitch talking about she been out since 96. Who the fuck is Kelly? Oh, but I forget why. You know, the girls told me afterwards why she don't know who I am or remember who I am. Because she was too, I keep telling her to keep my name out her dick suckers, Miss Thing. But she was too, from what the girls told me, she was too busy smoking crack. So that's why she probably don't remember who I am, bitch. But, you know, I'm just saying, let me get out of here before I start reading, bitch. Because I'm saying too much and I'm doing too much, bitch. Let me get up out of here. We got 3 minutes left and we about to get up. Let me stop, bitch, because y'all know I don't have another shot of gin, bitch. Let me stop before I start reading, bitch. And I ain't here for the shit, bitch. I ain't here for the shit because, you know, I know bitches got real bad addictions and stuff going on and stuff, bitch. And, you know, crack is still lethal back in this era right now. So, you know, I don't want to have a bitch trying to run to the bodega, Miss Thing, and get a motherfucking stem, bitch, and a motherfucking 50-cent lighter, Miss Thing, and then take the thing off, Miss Thing, and then turn the volume off and be hitting the motherfucking pipe again, Miss Thing. So let me stop my shit. I want to thank Jason. I want to thank Mark. I want to thank Marlon for definitely... Oh, hold on. We got a caller. 404-212, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Kelly. I just want to say I stumbled across your videos about a year ago. I don't follow any other houses, so I don't know what you're talking about when you start talking about that. I just want to say that you bring so much pleasure to my nights sometimes because you and all of your guests and the people that follow you are so hilarious. I just really appreciate you, and I wish that I knew what was going on sometimes when I hear you talking and see the show, but even that I don't, I just really appreciate it, and to know that you're coming to Atlanta soon, I got to get down there because I stay in Atlanta, and I got to know what's going on, so I'm hoping that I can Google some of this stuff and understand it better.
Okay, well, if you're on Facebook, just send me a message. If you're on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, I'm on all of that. Just send me a message, and I'll send you all the information for where I'm going to be at the balls and things in Atlanta. And you can be here for the shit, honey, because trust and believe, in Atlanta, honey, this shit going to play out live and in color in Atlanta, honey, okay?
Look, I'm a church girl, but I will be there for the shit. And
amen.
I'm going to send a message right now because I'm on Facebook watching you.
Okay, send me a message, and when I get unblocked on the 1st of January, I will make sure that I put all the information in your inbox for the ball and everything.
Okay, thank you, beautiful.
You're welcome.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, we got another caller, private caller. You're live on the air.
Hi, Miss Kelly.
Hi.
I just had one question. Seeing that you had the trouble that you had in the ballroom family that you had, I was wondering, why don't you just create your own ballroom family?
You said what?
I was wondering, why don't you just create your own family in the ballroom team?
Let me tell you something, right? And I'm gonna be honest with you. I have in the last 5 years, I have got offers to be a mother of other houses and things like that. And for me to, you know, go and start a new house and do all of that stuff, the work and everything that it goes into starting a house and the dedication that you need to start in a house, I just don't have that time and that energy right now. That's the reason why I came back to being a Mizrahi when I had left the last time, because I didn't have that time or that energy that other people would want me to put in to starting my own house or being a part of a different house.
Right. Do you see you doing that in the future?
It takes a lot of hard work and dedication to definitely do something like that, and I don't, I'm old, bitch, okay? I've been in the game less than some of these old bitches that are still holding on to shit that they ain't got no right to still holding on to, baby, and I ain't got it. Okay? So does that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. But I want to thank Mark. I don't know why I keep saying Marcus, bitch. I want to thank Jason, and I want to thank Marlon for definitely being here and co-hosting with me tonight. This is our last show for 2018. This is our last show for 2018. We will be back on the air January 7th, because the first Monday of January 31st is New Year's Eve. I'm not going to do a show on New Year's Eve because, you know, I got to be getting ready to go to church and everything of that nature for New Year's, because I bring New Year's in every year in church. So I'll be going to church and things, so I will not be on New Year's Eve. I'll be back live on the show on January 7th. We'll be back live on the air, Juicing with the J's. We'll be back live on the air January 8th, bitch. So everybody out there, and you know, and I know I'm going to get a lot of messages about Merry Christmas and things of that nature and Happy New Year's and things of that nature. I cannot respond to any of your messages until after the New Year's, but I want to say to everybody that listens to this show, whether it's on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, through Blog Talk or whatever, I want to say Merry Christmas to y'all, and I want to say Happy New Year's to you, and I want you to all enjoy your Christmas and enjoy your New Year's. And one thing that y'all need to do is don't let no bitch upset you, bitch. Not near a motherfucking bitch at all upset you, honey. Life is too short to be holding grudges. But life is shorter to let bitches continue to do the same shit that they've been doing for the last motherfucking 30, 40 motherfucking years to you, okay? But like I tell y'all every Monday when I'm live on the air, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. I'm signing off for the last show of 2018. On the Jess Kelly Network, as the icon mother, Kelly Mizrahi, from the iconic house of Mizrahi. Good night, and I'll see y'all all back here in January. Love you. Toodoo.